Feeling hungry?
Happy cooking and smash that good, my hungry friends.
Let's eat.
Alrighty, if you're just tuning in, first of all, happy Jean Bapchi.
Woo!
Grandma Day, and there's no better way to celebrate than with some food. Because come on, when we think about our babcia, food is like the next thing we associate with her.
Oh, 100%. They always have those special babcia recipes, you know, in the hidden pockets.
The ones that you can't leave unless you have like 2 weeks of food ready to go with you.
Oh, yeah. And always prepackaged right after you leave your babchas. They make sure you don't go home hungry either.
Definitely. If you ever have, I simply don't believe you. I just don't even think that exists.
Yeah. No, it doesn't exist. Doesn't exist.
So we have Anna from Polish Your Kitchen here to talk a little bit about her specialty.
Ooh.
For Jean Bapchi. Let's take a listen.
So if you are a beginner baker, beginner Polish chef, I would recommend making babka. And the simplest babka recipe that I would recommend is called babka piaskowa, which translates to sand babka.
And sand babka?
Sand babka. And this is because of a kind of crumbly texture once you make it. But it's the simplest one of all. And if you're a beginner chef, I recommend you making it for your babcia this week. What you need is some simple ingredients that are probably already in your pantry and your fridge. Butter, sugar, flour, eggs, baking powder, salt, vanilla, lemon. Quick stop at the grocery store for some essentials. This cake makes in about 45-50 minutes, and you can be on your way to your babcia.
There it is, a little bit of that bundt cake. So I know many of you are probably in your cars right now, maybe even thinking, well, how am I going to celebrate babcia din? Well, head over to the grocery store, pick up some of the things she had just mentioned.
Right.
And then after the short break, she's going to dive into it a little bit, exactly how you're going to put all those ingredients together to make one delicious bundt cake.
Mm-hmm. So exciting.
WPNA
103.1 FM. Feeling hungry?
Happy cooking and smash that good, my hungry friends.
Let's eat.
We're back with Anna from Polish Your Kitchen, and we're talking babchi, Jean Babchi, and exactly how to make this bundt cake that Anna was talking about. But
That's right.
We get into how exactly to make it, as she is going to so eloquently describe for us, we got a question for you tuning in.
That's right. So obviously it's Jean Babchi, it's the day of your grandma, and we have to ask, what is one recipe that you guys think your grandma just is the absolute best at? It's her signature. It's a thing that you always eat when you go over to her house. Let us know what that is on our text line, 773-654-5564. And let's give her a shout out.
Definitely. She's probably the best cook in the family.
Of course.
Usually is what happens, right? It's always the babcia.
It's the babcia magic. I think when you turn it into a babcia, like when you become a babcia, you just all of a sudden
get cooking skills.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah, definitely. For me, it's got to be the goumpki. Personally, I have a babcia that makes just amazing goumpki that I think about, I think, two or three times a day, usually, actually.
Yeah.
Text us what your grandma is just incredible at making to number 773-654-5564. But now we return to the bundt cake. Let's see how exactly we can make one of these things.
To make this simple cake, you're going to need about 9 ounces of butter, a cup of sugar, 5 eggs that you're going to separate whites from yolks, 3/4 cup of potato flour, 3/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, pinch of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, and zest of 1 lemon. And a little bit of butter to grease your pan, and some breadcrumbs to make your babka not stick. And to make it real quick, you're going to preheat your oven to 350, separate your egg whites from egg yolks. You're going to add sugar to your yolks and beat it real quick till fluffy, then slowly add melted butter. And then you just mix it until combined. And then you're going to add your flours and baking powder, salt, vanilla, and lemon zest, and mix it for a couple minutes, and you're almost done. And then for our final step, you're going to beat your whites until nice peaks form and combine the two mixtures for a smooth batter. Grease your bundt cake with butter and sprinkle breadcrumbs, and then you will pop it in an oven for 40 minutes. And you're done.
And there you have it.
So
that
good.
Sounds incredible.
And hey, babki dla babci.
I know. It's just a perfect mix.
Yeah. It's got a great ring to it.
I love it.
Speaking of babci, we did get a few text messages from you guys saying what your babcia's like absolute best recipe was. Maciek do nas pisze, że babci już nie ma, ale smak i zapach jej baszczyku zawsze zostanie w pamięci.
That hits very close.
Man.
Yes, the
so
borscht.
Good. Oh, actually, that
Love
hits
it.
So close to home because I was going to say for my babcia, I think she makes a killer borscht z uszkami. Oh my gosh,
that's
the
another
best,
one of those meals.
The best anyone ever has.
Definitely. Speaking of uszka, Anna from Polish Your Kitchen, they sell all these fantastic t-shirts. One of them actually says uszka pro,
Ooh.
Which I think every babcia should have.
That's
that
right.
They should just wear those t-shirts everywhere they go because mm-hmm. it's just the truth.
It is.
And that's going to wrap it up from Anna from Polish Your Kitchen. But you can always check her out and more of her delicious recipes in case you're looking to get inspired at polishyourkitchen.com. She's got so many of them, including the one she just mentioned, in case you didn't have time to jot it all down. But of
there
course, she'll be back next week with more deliciousness.